I get chills when I hear that song. Hey, it's Gunner. You're hanging out on Steel City Music, heard on The Hawk and also heard on CFMU 93.3. Both radio stations here out of Hamilton, Ontario. And of course, if you like what you hear, you can always head up the website steelcitymusic.ca and download the show or contact me for an interview or promotions or all the other fun things. So there you go, man. So quick, funny story. I was... the other day, I was on the internet and reading stuff, and my buddy Heather Valley, who you know from Americana Cool, she does a thing with us, and also she's her own singer-songwriter and a great artist in her own right. I guess she's been like she's got into like one of those like funks. I don't know if it's a funk or if it's just like she's fed up or that sort of thing. Like she just got worked up, and she wrote on Facebook. She's just like. It was like on the lines of I'm so sick of these bands that are like these trust fund bands that have money before they even get into it, and they're self-sustaining or they're not self-sustaining, and they have a leg up on other local artists who never get that recognition or push or that sort of thing. And of course I'm paraphrasing all of this, but it was so funny because even before we were doing Americana Cool, she was just like, oh, I'm in a mood. Like, I got to get up. Oh, yeah, I'm just, oh. And so, you know, she gets like really, really, like, she's just upset. I mean, we all get like that. I mean, we're struggling in whatever career or whatever endeavor we're doing. And it just seems that other people or the people that are only getting noticed at what they're doing are like rich people. But there has to be a process how they got there. But I mean, her whole point was the people who have you shouldn't just pay attention to the people who've already had a leg up. Okay, so there you go, right? So I'm reading all this stuff, and the one side of my brain is like, wow, that's terrible. She's absolutely right. She's got some Joan Baez in her today. She has, you know, she has all this, like, activism and this thing going on, and she's fighting for the little guy in the world of music, that sort of thing. And maybe you should show some more appreciation and everything. And like she has all of this stuff on the go. And of course, everyone's commenting, blah 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 blah, whatever. And of course, I go on Messenger, and not even like for some reason, I agree with everything that she's saying, right? Because she's upset. I get it. And then I just send her a song on Messenger, and it was the one that I just played for you, Miley Cyrus and her sister Nora Cyrus, who had no idea Miley had any siblings at all. And it's like, I just sent her, you know, the one thing that she's been ranting and raving about now for about 2 or 3 days that she's against. So I'm dying laughing because I'm such a schmuck. Like, I didn't intend to do it, but it was like, it's like you're, I don't know. Do you suffer from it when your brain just switches off sometimes? Well, that seems to happen quite a bit for me. Anyway, I love the track. So eventually I know Heather will come around and go, yeah, it's really good. All right. Coming up, 3 for 30 with Jason Athenhouse. He's doing a thing, for us, and, Lola Marsh. But right now I was stumbling and I saw this on TV. And it was Claro doing a live version of Blouse on TV. I'm not going to say the TV show because I never really watch it, but it is chilling. It's so good. So check this out. Clario live. And the single just came out. Tell you how I feel. You're listening to the 3 for 30 with Gunnar here. My next guest is in a band called Athenhaus. I've had him up at the radio station a couple times for some chats, and of course we've been doing these pre-records for the last little while in regards to the stupid COVID pandemic. But Jason wanted to participate in the 3 for 30. Three artists and songs he has lined up for us are Alexis on Fire, Accidents, a great song, Trey Songz, Heart Attack, and someone who I've been actually listening to quite a bit lately, sliding down the Americana country road because I've been hanging out with Heather Valley too much, Jason Isbell, Stockholm. Great artist. So Jason, how are you, sir? And thank you for taking part in the 3 for 30.
I'm doing well, brother. Thank you for letting me participate. I love the idea of the show.
Well, I'm happy that you're doing it. So I named off the three artists, the three songs. Who are we going to start with?
Let's start with Alexis, the Canadian on the group.
Okay, so Alexis on Fire, the track Accidents. Why is this song a specific memory for you? What's the attachment?
Every time I hear this song, all I picture is Dallas Green's surprised eyes as I'm hurtling towards him.
As you're hurtling? Oh, no, you went to a show and you crowd surfed.
I went to a show. And so do you remember the period of time when rock bands were kind of doing these like Elks Lodge shows? So they'd rent the Elks Lodge and throw like a crazy show there and trash the place?
That is like, is that early 2000s?
Or
is
that's that exactly when that was. Yeah. So during that time, our theater in North Bay decided that if kids want to see these types of shows, we're going to put on that type of show in a theater.
Oh, no.
You can imagine how that went, right?
Yeah. So how old were you?
I must have been in my teens, man, like maybe 16, something like that.
Okay, so they're coming up to North Bay. You're jacked up. This is it. They play. You got your ticket. I'm assuming you're up front. So what's the scoop? What happened?
Well, it starts off pretty normal, like a pretty regular show, but there's chairs everywhere, right? So this is a traditional theater. And they've got all this seating, and it doesn't take long before everybody's up at the front standing on all the seating. And I'm this little kid, like I was a very timid kid, so I'm trying to stay back from the action. And I'm watching all these people crowd surf, and suddenly someone grabs me under my armpits and just throws me right on the stage, right at Dallas Green. And that's all I can picture when I see this, is just theater chairs floating in the audience from people having pulled them up. And then Dallas Green's surprised face.
Have you ever met, did you meet him after that incident, like later on in life? Or was that your only ever meeting with him?
That was my only ever meeting with him. And I missed him maybe by like 2 inches. And he just gave me this look like, wow. And I just jumped back in the audience.
Now, was that a catalyst for you wanting to get into music?
It was like, it was my first experience of what a real show, like a real rock and roll show could be like. Because we didn't have bands like that came to North Bay. You know, we never had those types of shows, really, that I could get into at 16.
Right.
And that was my first experience with a real rock show, and, like, obviously I loved it.
Hey, why don't we spin that track right now? Here's Alexis on Fire with the track Accidents on the 3 for 30. All right, Jason. The second artist we have up is Trey Songz with the track Heart Attack. What's the significance of this song, Heart Attack?
This song, Heart Attack, reminds me of when I was a young man doing audio engineering. I had just finished school, and I got picked up by a company that was doing live broadcasts. So this was when they first started doing sort of live broadcast concerts. And they were a young company. They didn't know enough to know that I didn't know what I was doing or that I didn't belong there.
How old were you?
I was probably 22. This is 2013.
Wow.
Yeah. So I somehow talked my way into helping them fix some gear, which I just YouTubed and figured out how to do it.
Oh, good
and
Lord.
From that, they were like, yeah, this kid looks like he knows what he's doing. We're a young startup from Montreal. Come and work with us. And I had no idea that they had contracts to do live broadcast concerts with big artists. And they flew me out to an island to the Dominican Republic to do a live broadcast with Akon through a satellite hookup. You got to realize how much is riding on the audio because it's a concert, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then, so I had absolutely no business being there. And I remember getting there on the island, going to the venue and realizing that the venue doesn't have any of the proper wiring to do this type of show. It's all not grounded. So oh. You can appreciate this working in audio.
Oh,
none
God.
Of the cabling was grounded.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. But, I mean, it was also probably the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me. And when you're 22, you don't know enough to be scared.
Right. You just do it. So you go to this. You go to the venue. And it's not, and of course, anyone who's ever done sound, I mean, oh my God, it's too bad we were on a three-way call with Ronson and a few other people, because they'd all be laughing right now. Because anyone who's ever gone into a venue, no matter what everyone says, it's never wired properly. It just never is. So there's always going to be this.
And that's in, you know, like Canada and the United States, you have that problem. Now we're on an island where I can't just go to the hardware store and pick up anything.
So, okay, so you're 23, you have to help put the audio together. This can't be all on you, though. There has to be, like, a crew, like a team.
There's a team of four of us, including the owner. So the owner kind of is monitoring to make sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. And then there's the two guys that are handling the streaming. So the video guy and the sort of, like, networking guy.
Right.
And then there's me.
And you're doing the live sound in the venue.
And I'm doing the live broadcast sound. So Akon has his own mixing engineer who wants nothing to do with us.
Exactly.
We're kind of like, if you can imagine, we're just problems for him.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's not interested in helping us like at all. And we've got one day to do this. If you know anything about satellites, they only have a limited time. So you rent a satellite by the time slot.
Okay.
So there's no delaying. If you show up and the show's not working, you've just missed your slot.
And that's it. Well, that's no pressure on you, a 23-year-old who's kind of like, you know, I'm not going to say lied his way into the gig, but, you know, I don't think you're all that qualified.
I mean, I was in audio school, so, I mean, I knew a little bit of something, but I definitely wasn't qualified to be climbing under the stage in the Dominican Republic. So that's what I did. I spent my whole day climbing underneath the stage in this old, like this, it wasn't an older club, but it was it wasn't well taken care of, let's say that. And I spent the whole day climbing under the stage on my hands and knees, trying to find a wiring path that I could get that would be fully grounded, that wasn't ran over all the lights and everything, so that when they did the show, you didn't just hear a buzz every time all the lighting went off.
Why don't we spin the track from Trey Songz right now, Heart Attack, here on the 3 for 30.
Turn the lights on. Oh,
climbing, even here inside these walls, breaking each other's hearts, and we don't care cause we're so in too deep. Can't think about giving it up, but I never knew love would feel like a heart attack. When I know I should be smiling, seem to be the time that I frown the most. Can't believe that we're still surviving, cause I'm slowly breaking down even when I hold you close.
Love keeps us together.
And if I lose you, I'm afraid I would lose who, who I gave my love to. That's the reason I stay around, even though I fell way too deep. Can't think about giving it up, but I never knew love would feel like a heart attack.
Jason Athenhouse has been doing our 3 for 30 with us this week. The final, well, I should say we started off with Alexis on Fire, Accidents, Trey as a young man who almost died being thrown into Dallas Green, Trey Songz with the track Heart Attack, where he had no business on a small island trying to do a broadcasting audio feed, which leads us to our third artist, Jason Isbell, with the track Stockholm. Tell us about this.
Jason Isbell came into my life at like the perfect moment. So after the incident with the islands, the company that I was working for that I thought was kind of like my big shot, you know, we were working with Akon, we worked with Trey Songz, and we had this big contract to work with Jay-Z. And the week before we were supposed to do that contract, the company went bankrupt. I don't know much about finances, but I guess a pump and dump scheme is not the best scheme for a brand new company, so we kind of went bankrupt.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really crazy.
Smokes. So you get out of school. Did you even finish school and then did you finish school and then jump into the company? Or you just quit school?
I got that gig to work with that company and we were doing these shows and I decided I don't need this. I don't need to, what do I need to go to audio school for? I'm already working with people.
Right.
That was it. Right, wouldn't you do that? Doesn't that seem like the thing to do?
I, you know what? I got my own 3 for 30 I got to put together. You don't even want to hear it. And on that happy note, okay, so now you meet up with, do you actually meet up with Jason Isbell? Is that what this is?
No, so So I was at this point in my life where I didn't know what it was I wanted to do to move forward. And I was kind of feeling like I had blown some big opportunities. And I'd spent a lot of time trying to do music. I was in a band and did a lot of touring with that. And then I was with this audio company, and it eventually went under. And I just felt lost and kind of frustrated with my decisions. And I was listening to this podcast called Death, Sex, and Money, and they played Stockholm by Jason Isbell, and then they played an interview with him. And he was a touring artist for forever. He'd been in a bunch of bands. Drive-By Truckers is one of the bigger ones. But they had similar experiences to me, where they'd been banging their head against the wall forever trying to do what they loved to do, which was music, and was just having no success with it. And he was so honest in that interview and so honest about the new record that he had written. And it really touched me. It really made me feel like if this guy in his 40s can have all these same feelings that I'm feeling and still be write a great record and still be pursuing his dreams, then I'm being childish that feeling this way. Wow. And it just stuck with me after that.
That's crazy. It's kind of like it's a must be a great feeling having the opportunity to hear an interview like that and someone else's story to like kind of give you the better perspective of something.
Yeah, every time I hear the song, it just takes me back to riding my bike in Montreal, not knowing where I was going to go, and listening to this guy talk about how he didn't know where he was going to go, and he just sat down and worked on this great record, and that's what he channeled his energy into. And it still makes a big difference in my life to this day when I'm feeling frustrated.
Right. Hey, well, listen, Jason, thanks for taking the time for doing a 3 for 30. And why don't we spin the track Stockholm from Jason Isbell on a 3 for 30.
Stockholm.
the 3 for 30. Thanks, Jason, for doing a 3 for 30 segment on Steel City Music. And if you want to do one, it's really easy. SteelCityMusic.ca. Click on the contact form or email me, jamiegunnersmith@gmail.com. And go, hey, Gunner, I've been hearing the 3 for 30. I have three songs, three different memories I like to share with everybody. And we'll do it. I'll set it up. We'll have a chat. I'll record it and I'll play it and I'll put it on the website and share it around with everybody. Because the exercise is all about storytelling and sharing a bit about yourself and experiences for other people to appreciate and identify with what you've gone through. And maybe that you can they can make a common connection through the music as well. So there you go. Steel City Music, heard on 101.5 FM The Hawk and also 93.3 CFMU out of Hamilton, Ontario. This is the show. The times may move around a little bit. Sometimes I get replayed on both stations at different times. It happens the odd time just because of, you know, whatever. So that's why I'm not going to give out the times anymore. Just because I feel that it's probably going to change. Why am I rambling about this? Like, who really cares, Smith? Knock it off. All right, so... music rabbit hole strikes again. A couple things that happened. Closing out this hour, Alex Worms and I have a nice chat about her new single, Insensitive. It's not hers. It's Jan Arden. It's a tribute to her. Also, I found Gauthier doing a remix 80s version of from Tronic Box. And this track, She's a Rainbow. This track came out in 2016. It's a psych pop duo out of Tel Aviv. And called Lola Marsh, and I heard it and I got chills and I want to share it with you. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music. Check it out.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
She's a rainbow.
show, Alex Worms. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying not to be this old crusty man who's against Spotify and everything else as of late. So hopefully your exuberance as an artist and as a performer will lift this interview up to make it as good as possible, because I'm a crusty old man today.
I'll do my best.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I aired the 3 for 30 with Alex Worms a couple weeks back. It was really good. A repeat airing, if you will. Do you remember doing that?
That was probably one of my favorite interviews ever. That was really fun.
Yeah, it was the three songs. I had specific memories, you know. So I've actually started up doing that again. And already I've had some people jump on board, and they're doing them. Jason from Athen House, he just did one. Ronson, who's in Golden Feather, who's also the house tech at the Scene Hollywood, I just recorded him. So it's a lot of fun. And I think yours was great too, the one that you did.
Thanks. Yeah, it's really cool to, I listened to a bunch of the other ones too. It's just a lot of fun to really just chat for half an hour about your favorite songs and why. It was really indulgent. Yeah. And I think as an artist too, like, it just kind of reminded me of what kind of got me started on this path to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, what about certain songs inspired me? And then even listening back and noticing, hey, I use that aspect in my music now too. So it was just a really, it was a fun exercise, just a fun conversation. So thank you for airing that again and for having me. It was great.
Yeah, well, there's another version of it that's going to come out in a little while called The Redo. It's for people who were not happy with the one that they did. Which is kind of the thing, because most people go, they get hung up on picking just three songs, but because there's so much memories and different songs and different groups that you have, you're trying to narrow it down to just three is very hard for some. I know I still haven't done it. I only have it down to two. You're one of the people.
You should do one for sure.
I should. I really should lead by example. But yeah, maybe I will put something together. It's funny that when we were just discussing about the whole people that influence you in songs, that kind of thing. You have a very special couple special events coming up where you're honoring people. Tell us about it.
For sure. So I have a new single coming out, and this is, well, I mean, with the exception of the occasional Christmas song, this is the first time I've released a cover in this way. And this one is a tribute to Canadian legend Jan Arden, who just this year was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame.
How did you get approached to be a part of that?
Well, it was, I basically just decided to do it myself. It wasn't a fancy or anything, but it was a cool kind of idea. What happened was I had a recording session coming up. This was prior... Was it prior to COVID? It was at the beginning of COVID. So around May, June.
Yeah, that's a long time
of
ago.
2020. Yeah, time has kind of become a funny thing. It's hard to remember exact moments through the last couple of years. But what was going on was I was practicing for a recording session that I had coming up at Noble Street Studio, and I had wanted to record some solo music because I was playing a lot of solo concerts, and all of my recordings up until then had been very big full band arrangements. So we just thought it was time to play some low-key music and just kind of have that sound out into the world as well. And I had two songs chosen that I was practicing, and I was playing the piano, but I was also procrastinating a little bit and checking my phone, and I saw that Jan had been inducted into, or was going to be inducted into, the Canadian Music Hall of Fame at the Junos. And I immediately remembered Insensitive. This was, the song was released before I was born, but I remember hearing it, you know, in my parents' car. We had Living Under June, the album, on a CD, and my parents really liked it, so I heard it. And I've always really, really loved that song since I was little. So I started, for no particular reason, I just started playing it on the piano, and I thought it worked really well, and it seemed to suit me. So I recorded it on my cell phone, and I sent it to the producer, and he called me back about 3 minutes later and said, "What is that? We need to record that. What is that?" And so we did, and that's kind of how it happened, and I'm really, really pleased with the song. I think it's a really great, well-written song. Through the process, I actually emailed the songwriter, Anne Laurie, who's also a Canadian songwriter. And that was cool. She replied. I had a little conversation with her. And I'm just excited to give this song new life and for younger people to hear it, because you know, a lot of people my age haven't, and they go, "Wow, that's a great song." And I go, "I know."
I'm happy that that you chose that song. That is a great song, and Jan Arden is she's iconic as a performer here in Canada, and you know, internationally as well. And it's I like the fact that you had that conversation with the songwriter. But how would you feel if Jan Arden heard the rendition?
I mean, that would be amazing. I would love for her to hear it, and I hope that maybe she will. That would be a really incredible feeling, because as you've said, there are so many of her songs that I love that have, you know, really moved me over the years. And I've listened, as I said, I remember hearing the CD as a kid when I eventually moved away and went to university, and you know, music streaming became the way I listened to music. I downloaded her albums there. I've returned to them at many times in my life. So that would be, I struggle to describe how that would feel. That would be incredible for me if she did hear it.
I never know how I would react to certain things, because I always say, you know, they always say, don't meet your idol. You'll be disappointed, because you build them up in a framework of, you know, this is a person that I really enjoy. And then you get to meet them. There's this sort of letdown, right? You put them up on this pedestal, and if they can't live up to that moment, that thought process, it's just what happened there? But I genuinely believe if you met Jan Arden, you would just be over the moon happy.
I think I would. And I've had an experience kind of similar to that this year. I don't want to get too off track, where I did meet one of my musical idols on Zoom, actually.
Get out.
So it's happened to me once. I met Sarah Sleen. I don't know if you're familiar
great.
With her.
She's great. What are you talking about? She was one of the picks on your 3 for 30.
Exactly. Well, yeah. So, you know, so you understand how monumental that was for me. And I actually got to perform for her, which was just, it just felt really, really good. I didn't know how I was going to handle it, because I've looked up to Sarah Sleen since I was probably 11 years old. And, it wasn't like, you know, in the end, she's just a really, really nice person. Yeah. And, you know, we had a conversation, and it was so nice after going to so many of her concerts and playing her records. The fact that I got to play something for her after I've had the pleasure of listening, like she's been playing for me all these years, it just felt really, really nice to be able to do that. And I imagine it would be a similar feeling if I was able to get my song to Jan, my cover to Jan.
Well, I hope that happens to happens for you, because I mean, there are a lot of people here in Hamilton that actually know Jan Arden. That could possibly happen, right? I've had my run-ins with her over the years through different shows, that sort of thing. And that's why I say, any of my experiences with her has always been very positive. She's a very funny woman, you know.
And, yes.
you know, I actually wish she would do a CBC show, you know, just give me like, you know, something like the Schitt's Creek style, you know, that sort of thing. So
yeah.
I think she attempted that at one point. I might be having a brain fart right now, but
she has a show. I can't remember which network is on. I think it's just called Jan. It's pretty funny. I've seen a couple episodes.
It has to. You see, I'm having a brain fart because this actually, you know, I knew there was one. Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is one. So cool. Well, now I'm going to go Google that. You know, after our chat, I'm going to go Google that.
Because she always enjoy.
Goes, she always goes on about her mom. I think that she used to do that bit when she, in between songs, she'd talk about her mother, that sort of thing. And the mother was always like calling her up going, you know, do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. And then she'd try to get her mother to come over and have like lunch or something. And it'd always be the same thing. Well, what are you making? And she's like, oh, God. Right. It's the same response that your parents or whoever always gives you. What are you making? I'm making food. Stop it. My special guest right now is Alex Worms. She's done a cover of Insensitive from Jan Arden. What else is on tap for you as far as music wise? What are the dates for your performing online?
Well, June 27th, which is a Sunday evening, I will be performing at a really cool Zoom concert. It's me and two other artists, Michelle Nuret and David Keeble. So there's a Facebook event link that I will send to you as well, Gunnar, to come to our Zoom meeting and get up close and personal with the performers over Zoom. So that's happening on the 27th. And then following that, I'm currently working on a concert for the town of Ajax, which is going to air on July 7th. That one will be pre-recorded.
Of course,
And those are the two shows I have coming up.
Well, cool, pal. And we can find out more information from your website from 2019, alexworms.com.
I'm updating it like today, okay? Yeah, alexworms.com currently has pictures from 2019, but not
They're
for long.
Spectacular pictures. I even commented when you first came out. We were very happy about how they all turned out. It's 2021 now. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I have new pictures, so they will be. Hey, this is Alex Worms. This is my cover of Jan Arden's hit song, Insensitive.
Insensitive. The fakeness in your eyes, your casual goodbyes, by the chill of your embrace, the expression on your face that told me maybe you might have some advice to give on how to be insensitive.
Broadcasting across the Steel City, this is 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
One for one, musket hounds are always ready. One for one, and one for one, helping everybody. One for all, and one for one, it's a pretty story. Sharing everything with fun, that's the way to be. One for one.
Listening to Steel City Music.
Custom food presets and harmony plus in addition. Now for an arm and a leg, we get 3 half-dozen beats to choose from. So now we can pretend there's an orchestra in the lounge room. Left hand can play the choir with 16-foot diapason and Larry's patented orchestral symphonizer. Banjo's great on repeat. The kids want to play, but they'll have to be patient. The wife can't help tapping her feet. It's a genuine home entertainment revelation.